From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Marijuana Policy This Week. I'm Chris Goldstein. This week's story, student surveys underreport substance abuse, a study says. More information available at norml.org. This week, from Atlanta, Georgia, student surveys underreport substance abuse, a study says. Student surveys underestimate the prevalence of substance abuse, particularly the use of alcohol and tobacco, among young people, according to findings to be published in the forthcoming issue, The Journal of School Health. An international research team from Switzerland and the United States found that students who are absent on the day that self-report drug surveys are given are far more likely to report the use of alcohol, tobacco, or marijuana than their peers. Inclusion of the data from absent students more than doubled the percentage of students reporting substance abuse, researchers found. Quote, the prevalence of risk behaviors was higher in absent than present students, close quote, the authors concluded. They continued, quote, adjusting for data of absent students increased the prevalence estimates in the base population, close quote. In the United States, government officials rely primarily on a single student survey of self-reported drug use performed by the University of Michigan to estimate the prevalence of substance abuse among young people. The most recent edition of that study, which has been performed annually since 1975, finds that slightly more than half of American 12th graders report having used an illicit substance during their lifetime, a figure that has remained virtually unchanged over the past 30 years. This has been Marijuana Policy This Week from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information on this story is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Marijuana Policy This Week every single week right here on this station. I'm Chris Goldstein.